The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett.
So on Haiti, the U.S. government has suspended its assistance toward completion of the presidential electoral process there.
In July, State Department spokesman John Kirby confirmed the U.S. would not provide money for the presidential election being held in Haiti this coming Sunday, nor will it assist the likely runoff election scheduled for January. Other international donors, like Canada, have also cut off election aid. Simply put, they're fed up with Haiti's political leaders.
All those nations, they have reached what I call Haiti fatigue.
Jean-Robert Lafortune heads the Haitian-American Grassroots Coalition in Miami. Here's what caused that Haiti fatigue he's talking about. Haiti held a first-round presidential election last year. The U.S. alone donated $33 million for it. International observers okayed the results, but the opposition accused the ruling party of fraud. That sparked violent street protests, and the second-round runoff election was not held. Term limits forced then-President Michel Martelly to leave office in February. But there was no new president to take over. Haiti's parliament instead chose an interim president, Joselin Privert. Privert then scrapped last year's first-round election and called for a complete do-over for October 9th. Did you get all that? Here's the bottom line.
The whole international community, they're very frustrated. They feel like they're wasting the money.
Dr. Joseph Baptiste is another Haitian-American leader. He heads the National Organization for the Advancement of Haitians in Washington. But Baptiste points out that Haiti and Haitians are themselves fed up with what they call U.S. and international meddling in Haitian elections. So with Haiti and its international donors divorced right now, who's going to help Haiti put on Sunday's election? Haiti says it can handle the $25 million cost for this new first round. But who's going to monitor the vote to make sure there's no repeat of last year's electoral chaos?
We're not going to sit on the sideline. We're going to come down.
Stepping into the void will be Haitian Americans. That's significant because Haiti usually keeps its diaspora at arm's length. Although Haitian expats send $2 billion back to Haiti each year, Haiti's elite tends to resent them. But that may be changing now that Haiti feels itself more isolated. So last month, Baptiste and a dozen other diaspora leaders visited Haiti and President Privert. It was a rare instance of a Haitian head of state meeting with a diaspora delegation.
We have been left in the cold for very, very long. This time, we were surprised. We were well received.
Jean-Robert Lafortune of Miami was part of the group. As they dined with Privert at the Caribe Hotel in Port-au-Prince, Lafortune was even reminded of the Old Testament story of Joseph.
Privert said, consider that you are home in Haiti. It's like when Joseph was discovered by his brothers when he went into exile.
Privert and the expats struck a deal of sorts. The Haitian expat umbrella group, United Front of the Haitian Diaspora, will send 150 neutral observers to help lend Sunday's election more credibility. It's the diaspora's first ever observation mission in Haiti. One of the mission's members is Haiti native and South Florida attorney, Surette Michel. She spoke to me by phone from Washington, where she's been receiving election observer training.
This is the first step toward us getting involved in the political process in Haiti. The more we get involved, the better it will be. So I'm very excited.
Which brings us to Haiti's part of the deal. Privert and the parliament made three pledges: to push for dual citizenship rights for expats, draft a plan to give the diaspora non-voting representation in parliament, and follow through with letting expats vote in Haitian elections from abroad. Jean-Robert Lafortune says those are key to letting expats and their resources help rescue the most crisis-ridden country in the Americas.
I believe that it was smart for the government to open up its door, because Haiti is basically sinking in poverty, hopeless and helpless. And we have the know-how.
For right now, the diaspora gets the chance to show that know-how in Haiti's election on Sunday. The front-running candidates are still Jovenel Moïse and Jude Celestin. But the immediate question is whether Haiti can manage to hold an election so soon after the country gets hit by Hurricane Matthew today. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.